PhD down here at the university, retired from the university, man is in my age bracket. And he come up here and I gave him the two copies of the Wall Street Journal, and said he had trouble getting it down there. And he reads it for the same reason. Man that you see is reading it for that market out there, you can look at him and pretty well bet that that guy at the present in the last year and a half, the way that market's been, is he's broke.
Yep. Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, sir. I have a hell of a good friend of mine. It's an architect, yeah. And he's played that market. Now, I don't know, it's none of my business. But I bet you in the last year and a half, 2 years, he's dumped at least $1 million in that market.
Is his own money?
Oh, yeah. He made it in that market when it was going up.
Yeah. Of course. How many rooms were in the house that you lived in?
The one that I lived in was, we had three bedrooms, and they called them a living room, and a kitchen, and a dining room. Of course, in those days, everybody had a dining room. But today, they got a living room with a dining area. As I said, most people live at Burger King or Colonel Sanders Chicken Shop or something. You laugh, but you know I'm telling you the truth.
I know. That's the truth. Okay. Were the bedrooms upstairs? Did you have a kind of a big...
No, the one I lived in didn't, but what you're talking about is a hall with rooms on each side of it. Now, my father's old house had a number of rooms, went through the house, rooms on both sides, a porch all the way across the front of the house, and the kitchen was back of the house, but it had a little breezeway, a little thing maybe from the end of that door there, covered so they could go back and forth to the dining room. And of course they had a long dining room.
The kitchen was off of the house?
That's the kitchen at my grandfather's, not my house. My house was all in the same one piece. But that's the way that was built. Now my mother's house, that had 2.5 stories, and it was the downstairs, the floor, ground floor, was the kitchen and the dining room and stuff, because they had a family of, they had 9 kids. And of course, it was a different situation.
What about things you had to sit in? You mentioned chairs. Did you ever have those things that 2 people could sit in?
Oh, yeah. We never did, because that was, you're talking about love seats. We sell them here. But in my grandfather's house and grandmother's house, they had this Victorian furniture, and it was upholstered in horsehair, and you could slip off of it on things. I don't know if you had one of that, or you, not your mother and father.
I've never seen one in horsehair before.
Well, they had them there. They were slip off.
Yes.
Very slick. And of course, they made the cloth, of course, they had the spinning wheels and so forth, and carded the wool or the cotton or whatever it was, and spun it, and they had those shuttle things, and of course Callaway is up there making all the cloth in Georgia now, but...
Callaway Mills, yeah.
But before they made it by hand, don't you see?
Yes, sir. What did they use that cloth for?
Make clothes.